Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I want to go over the 2022 midterm ice cream social. All right. Now, for our loyal fans who watched us on election night, we went on for over almost 4.5 hours. We fielded a bunch of super chats and joked about the what was going on in regards to the elections out there. And I just have to say this. There's a lot of questionable things that took place during, this stunning and brave ice cream social. There was a lot of tallying waffle cone machines that weren't working. And coincidentally, it's in the same places that had the same problems in 2020 ice cream social. There's all kinds of crazy rumors out there in regards to waffle cones being delivered after, midnight-ish. And I'm just going to tell you right now, the United States, as I used to know it, is now dead. Okay. Quite literally, without the population believing in the election process, it is literally a fast track to something very bad that happens when the population loses confidence in the government. Now, I did 33 years in the Army, and I can tell you straight up, I love this country to death. And up until this point, or at least up until 2 years ago, I can say this country was probably the best on the earth. And I have traveled the earth extensively in my career. All right. Now, a lot of people know that I make predictions, and I've been saying this. Depending upon what takes place in 2022 and 2024 is going to dictate just how fast this downfall will be and how chaotic it will develop into. I still hope that we can pull out of this without any craziness, but unfortunately, it looks like that's not going to be the case. Now, I know a lot of people out there are going to be like, oh, Pop, oh, my God, you're such a terrible person. You want there to be the two-way dynamic, debate going on at a range with the distant hole punchers. No, I don't want that to happen. All right, now, through the 33 years I served this country, I re-enlisted, I believe, 7 times. And each time I read the oath of enlistment, there was no expiration date. Now, I'm old, and there's really nothing I could do now. Fucking broken from, fighting in 3 wars, but it is what it is. But I'm still upholding that oath. Defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now, all I have left is what little guile I have in my thinking meat. And the ability to talk some shit and speak the truth. So, depending upon what happens moving forward, there will be one constant. All right. And that constant is simply this. I will tell you the truth. I will give you my opinion. And it is up to you to forge your own way in this world. I am not trying to create a cult here. All right. I'm not doing that. I'm saying is this. Tough times are coming. And they're a lot closer than I expected.